Welcome to a time of refreshing, a radio broadcast from the Light Church in Four Corners, Louisiana, where Prophet Jules Anderson III serves as pastor. Join us Sundays at noon for worship at our sanctuary, 120 Rosa Lane. We begin each week with Ministry Mondays. The first Monday of each month, we set aside for ladies. Youth, we set aside the second Monday of every month. Our Iron Men Group fellowships on the third Monday of every month. And on the fourth Monday of every month, we set that aside for spiritual development. Also, join us every Tuesday for a healing and deliverance service at 7 p.m. And now, it's time for the Word. Here is Prophet Jules Anderson III with today's message, which is already in progress.
Ephesians chapter 1, let's read, starting at verse 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly realms. For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and to be blameless in his presence. In love, he predestined us for adoption as his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the beloved one. In him we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he has made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, as a plan for the fullness of time, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together in Christ. In him we are all chosen as God's own, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything by the counsel of his will." You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Catch your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, by his will." By his will. Here in the text, the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Ephesus, to a church that had started but had never experienced the power of the Holy Spirit. So Paul takes it upon himself to spend some time teaching about the power of the Holy Spirit and the usage of the Holy Spirit and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Paul pretty much starts in-home revivals and begins to tell the people about the Holy Spirit at the church at Ephesus. Had a body of Christ, a body of believers who had not yet been activated in the things of God for what it is that God had called them to do. Paul recognized and realized that what God had called them to do could only be done by the empowering of the Holy Spirit. That's why Paul instructs us and tells us that it's important that you pray in the Spirit, that you speak in tongues, that you build yourself up in the Spirit, is because it's the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you that you have to tap into, that you have to stir up, that it is that you need to be able to accomplish what it is that God has called you to accomplish. The Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us is God's revelation of who he is to us, in us. The Holy Spirit, the reason why it's important that you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit is because the Holy Spirit reveals to us the will and the purpose of God. Christ told the disciples that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will not testify of himself, but everything that he hears in heaven is what he declares to us. The Holy Spirit is that entity that God has given us by way of promise that lives in us so that we can walk in the know of what God's will is concerning our lives. God's will is important for us to understand and for us to be acquainted with, because everything that God does and does not do is based upon what his will for a thing is. Verse number 5 tells us that God predestined us. He predestined us as he called us from the place that we once were. He called us and predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Christ Jesus. It says, according to what? His good pleasure of his will. Everything that God does and is doing in this season is based upon his will and what brings him pleasure, what makes him feel good. And what we as believers have to do is become more acquainted with what God desires to do instead of what we desire for him to do. And many of us are missing the mark because our focus has been finishing or completing what makes us feel good, or dealing with those things that worry us, or dealing with those things that concern us, instead of focusing on what will bring God's will into the manifestation of the earth. That's why the Our Father's prayer, God, Jesus told the disciples, say, I'm going to teach you how to pray. And the easiest way to pray is not what you want, but thy will be done on earth as what? As it is in heaven. The will of God is to manifest the power of heaven and the lifestyle and community, prosperity and favor of heaven to be made manifest in your life. But you keep missing praying God's will because you pray praying your feelings, you're praying your emotions, you're praying your lack, you're praying what you don't have, you're praying what you wish you had, you're praying what people said you should have. But instead of praying those things, we gotta ask God, I want what heaven has. And so because we are asking God for what is not in accordance to his will, we're not seeing the manifestation thereof, and it's creating a frustration and a disappointment in the people of God. Why? Because we're believing God for things that are not in his will for our lives, and because we don't want to see it, we want to be mad with God. No, that's not God's problem. It's your problem that before you went on your fast, you didn't ask God what you should have been fasting for. It's not God's fault that you didn't see what you wanted to see, because you should have been praying, God, your will be done. God, I want to be a part of what heaven desires to do in the earth. So God, if that does not include me getting a new car, if that don't include me getting a new house, if that don't include me, God, moving out of brokenness, God, into another place of prosperity, God, I'm content with whatever you decide to give me. Because God's will has already been set in place. And he said he has predestined us. Look what the scripture says, verse number 5. He predestined us for adoption as what? His sons through Jesus Christ. Not according to anything that we did, but according to the good pleasure of his will. To the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given to every one of us who loved him. Verse number 8 and 9 tells us that not only does God's will is connected to his good pleasure, but you can know God's will and what it is that he desires to do in our lives, because God wants us to operate not in the spirit of unknowing, but he wants us to operate in the spirit of wisdom. Somebody say, the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. Look what it says. Verse 8 and 9. It says that he has lavished us with all wisdom and understanding.
You've been listening to A Time of Refreshing with Pastor Jules Anderson III, shepherd of the Light Church in Four Corners, Louisiana. Please join us Mondays through Thursdays at 10:30 a.m. right here on KBZE 105.9 FM. Also, look for a copy of this message on the KBZE Facebook pages. Have a great day in the Lord.